Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them. Whose sins you retain are retained. Do not be unbelieving, but believe. These two phrases from today's gospel passage offer us much material to reflect on as we celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday. First, in a real sense, the why of Jesus' death and resurrection. For the forgiveness of sins. That's the purpose of Jesus' life on earth. He came into the world to proclaim to us the Father's love, the Father's forgiveness, and to perpetuate it through sharing that ministry, sharing that message through his disciples, through his followers. That Jesus' purpose on earth was to proclaim the reality of the Father's love despite our oftentimes unfaithfulness. From the very beginning of creation, or at least from the beginning of human creation, we've been unfaithful. We would rather do it ourselves than to trust that God, who has created us, knows what is best for us. And certainly this leads to a variety of responses to God's love, to God's care. You know, we see from the very beginning, Adam and Eve, who chose not to trust in the power of God, not to trust in the gifts that God had shared with them, but rather to do the one thing he asked them not to do, to eat from the tree of knowledge, that somehow this was going to be more than what God had given them. They weren't ready to simply take God's word. We get a similar sort of response, or at least kind of for the same motivation, in the gospel today from Thomas, who refuses to believe. He simply could not grasp the idea that God would somehow bring Jesus back to life, that somehow that couldn't happen, and he seeks some kind of confirmation. You know, unless I put my hand into his side and my fingers into the nail wounds, I will not believe. Yet, when he sees Jesus, when Jesus appears to the disciples, you know, he no longer needs that physical proof. He no longer needs to touch the wounds of Jesus, but he can proclaim, "My Lord and my God." That he's moved to faith, he's moved to trust, he's moved to believe that what God, Jesus had said, he really meant. He actually did. But it took a while for that to catch on. You know, in this event, this appearance of Jesus to his disciples, both on the evening of the day of the resurrection and a week later when Thomas was present, these events proclaim not only the reality of the forgiveness of sins, divine mercy, as it has been proclaimed by John Paul II, but he also proclaims his patience. Patience in this case with Thomas, who is not ready to believe, and yet Jesus is not going to lose him. You know, he says, you know, come, put your fingers in my side, my hand and your fingers into the wounds in my hands. Do not persist in your unbelief, but believe. He pleads with Thomas to believe. He doesn't want Thomas to be lost. He wants that to happen for Thomas as well as for everyone else. That there's that sense of patience, that sense of forgiveness that Jesus is proclaiming. And that we see it lived out in the very first appearance, second appearance, I guess you'd say, with Thomas, after the resurrection, that this is the message he wants to get across. This is the message that he wants to make known to the world. It's the same kind of forgiveness, the same kind of patience that we believe God has for each one of us in our weakness, in our failures. He calls us to believe and to trust, to accept his forgiveness in our lives, to have that confidence that it took some time for Thomas, takes some time for all of us to truly allow to work in our lives. Because we too struggle at times, struggle to believe that God has done all of these things for us, done all of these things for me, for each one of us. Consequently, every year we take the time to remind ourselves again, this is who our God is, this is what our God has done. We celebrate the event of the resurrection on Easter Sunday throughout the 6 weeks of our Easter celebration, 7 weeks, I should say, of our Easter celebration, that we continue to proclaim that throughout the Easter season. Like Jesus invited Thomas to believe, to trust, let us too respond by saying, yes, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. That we do not move ourselves away, but we accept and believe in the power of God's love in our lives.